I'm John Bartel. I was asked to come here today not only to do the recess there, but also or the gym part, but I also came because you are starting a series of life stories. And what we're going to find out is that life stories is part of every one of us. Each one of you have a very unique and very different life story, but it shapes who you are. So your challenges and everything you go through totally becomes and shapes who you are. So my story is going to be more on the challenges and how to get through some of the harder challenges as you go through life. I personally lost a leg, and for a lot of you, there's going to be other and different. Each one of us, somewhere through the life, goes through something very, very hard and sometimes very, very early in life. So it shapes of who we are. So when I was 23, it was basically every day as good as the next. And so after my accident, which was an amazing hard day, like I showed you, crawling down a ladder and getting to the hospital and barely getting there on time because I had lost so much blood. But as I woke up in the morning, I realized very quickly that one leg was gone. And very, very quickly you learn that everything is going to change. And interesting enough, when this happens to you, is that the first part is sort of you're numb and you don't understand what's going on, but then you start into the frustration. I did. I'm going to talk about myself. I went into a very frustrating stage, and because you're trying to figure out what are you doing. And the first question that I had asked myself is, why me? You know, I loved everything I did. I loved the sports. I loved to work. I just loved life, all my friends and football. And so you have to understand that you go through and then why me? Everything stopped so abruptly. So I was very discouraged. I become very angry. And these times, actually, you see your very best, but you also see your very worst because of the frustration. And so through my frustration and discouragement, I took it out very often on other people. And some of them didn't realize that it was done that way because of my situation. I was frustrated, and the first person that usually got it was either my mother or father. So a lot of anger I had at that time was not even at them, but it was actually about myself trying to figure out where I was going to go in life. So as I slowly thought about it, I thought, okay, instead of all these things that I've done, why not concentrate a little bit on one or two things? And in all of our lives, you can see some people do so much sports and so many sports, they're all good at that. But in reality, if we pick one or two things and do them well, it's usually goes a lot further anyway. So I did. I picked the number one thing was I was going to run again, or I was going to walk again. Even though, as you saw, the running is really a strange gait, right? Like, I don't run like you. You all run like a deer and I run very, it's a lot harder. But that was my first challenge, was to run again, to get my leg, and to get back out there and work. So that I had to do. It took a month in the hospital, 4 months, 3 months in the rehabilitation in Vancouver, until I finally got the leg. So in other words, there was 4 to 5 months where I was just on my crutches and going through all these things. So once I got back on my feet, as I told you before, I thought, okay, now I like to work, but I also like to play. So if I play, and when I play, what will I love to do? So I went through the frustration of thinking, okay, I can hike, but in reality, I didn't. I held everybody back, and it didn't work. So I said, okay, I'll take one sport, and it'll be a sport where I don't need my leg, because of downhill. So I picked skiing, which is downhill, and some of you that have done snowboarding, you know that it's gravity that you can go. So I figured, okay, that's great for me, because now I can use gravity. So on one leg, as I said, we made those crutches and outriggers that they're called. But because at that time, in 1971, there was very, very little of this even available. Today you have the Paralympics that you've seen with Rick Hansen and so on, right? But in those days, we had to make them. We had to figure out how to get up the hill, and we tried. I fell and crawled, and it was a really tough first week. But enduring it, finally, out of 2 or 3 years, I got to the point where I could actually race with my outriggers. So we did that at Banff, and I was able to, in the fourth year, to get the gold medal in Banff. So for me, that was choosing one specific sport that I would do well and do the best I can, just like your motto said. Then there was swimming, of course. Again, I can take my leg off for swimming. It's a sport that I can do. I had to learn to do it again because everything balances off. But I learned to do it. Those are the challenges that I had in those years. So as I went through each challenge, that then shaped my life of who I would be. Some of the other fears I didn't mention before, of course, is that after this happened, you sort of think, okay, who would marry me, right? On one leg, would there be anybody that would even be interested in marrying me? Who would then, when I have the children, who would go hiking with them? And it's interesting how your mind plays the game with you and tries to always bring in the negative things that you can't do. And you have to make intentional decisions to actually say, okay, let's focus on what I can do. Leave behind what I can't anymore do. Let's really focus on what I can do. And do your best at it. And so that's a short life story of how I met challenges, how I went through life and went a whole different path, a whole different story that became my life. So